And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we were just talking during the break about cast iron and how Barbecue Bob has taught me how to use it. And I have four cast iron skillets that are on top of my stove all day, every day. My new bride my new bride's like, why don't we ever put those things away? I said, because we cook with them every day.
And well, she doesn't venture into that part of the kitchen, that's so right, she doesn't really know why you don't put it away.
Yeah.
Oh, Job, that food tastes so good.
Yeah, right. I got a little 6-inch all the way up to the 9-inch, and they're just sitting there. And a lot of times you get two or three of them going at the same time.
You don't have a big 10-inch?
Not on a stove.
rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That was a loss. I guess he'd been battling for a while, but, man, what a – that was our generation, Van Halen, man.
Well, that was,
we grew up with those guys, Bob. I mean, you know, words to every damn song, pretty much.
It's crazy. When I met Maureen, the band, when I was at Ferris, the band I was with, that was, we did covers, and theirs was a third of our of our playlist.
Yep, band named after him. Rest in peace, brother.
Yep. So, we were talking about cast and. I was starting to talk about that big pan Susan Mosley gave me. And up until then, we had, I think, a 9-inch. And this one might be a 12. And it was really old. It wasn't a Lodge, but it was really high quality. I'm going to say the thing's 50, 60 years old. I'd never recognized the brand.
Right.
But the bottom of it, the inside, is so smooth. It's just fantastic.
Yep.
And because it was always taken care of, and it still is, as long as I'm taking care of it.
Right.
Now, if my bride happens to try and take care of it, she thinks she does finally have it not to put soap in it, but she has no problem putting it away with a little water in the bottom of the inside.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
No.
Nope. Doesn't work. Because you're going to have a rusty pan when you pull it out of there, no matter what you did.
Love the cast. Something else I've left out, and this is why I'm building, I swear I am, building this cast rack in my kitchen. Because I don't want to have to try and put this stuff away either. Number one, it's really heavy.
Right.
It doesn't fit into anything.
Right.
But if you can take two hands and just hang it on a hook, it's way better off.
Right.
And then I don't have to leave it all on top of my stove because my big one, right now it's Susan's pan, is the one I leave on the stove all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have that great big two-handled version of the one I bought you.
Right.
Which doesn't fit anywhere.
Right.
And I can't leave that on the stove, as big as my stove is. But so it's just shifting cast around. But I have this cast iron wok, and I am loving using that. I bought it because I wanted – the Cajun Grill has a spot where you can put either a big 12-quart Dutch oven in it or a wok. It's got – you take one of the grates off, and you put this big plate in with a big hole. And a wok fits in there perfectly. And the idea is you do some grilling on one side and you have that wok going on the other. You shut your lid and the smoke, of course, is absorbed by everything in both sides.
Right.
And it really does work, especially with a Dutch oven. If you're doing makshu or any T-Gids recipes, it really does add a beautiful chili, anything like that. If you don't have a wok, I would tell you to look at some of the cast iron woks. Lodge sells one that's really nice.
Mm-hmm. We'll have them on a little later in the year. Well, they always come out a couple times a year, but the guys down at Lodge have been great partners of ours. And, man, they make just world-class cast iron.
The other thing you want at Deer Camp, I think, is a hibachi if you have one. If you don't, again, go to Lodge. They sell a beautiful one for $99.
Right.
It's so cheap.
Right.
$99. Yep. You got a grill.
Hibachi's just a little charcoal grill, right?
Yep.
With a cast grate on it, and you can put great sear marks on things. The beauty of cast, if you don't use it, I'd be surprised because many, many people do, but those that don't, the beauty of cast is it heats evenly. You get a heat source anywhere underneath that, and that cast transfers heat so evenly that things don't burn. They just cook really well.
And if you're using pure lump charcoal, let me tell you, that little hibachi it'll cook your food really quick.
Right.
And for deer camp, like for a lot of us, there's just two of us there. And that hibachi is perfect for two steaks, two pork chops, four pork chops maybe, or two big steaks. It's just the perfect size.
Right.
If you're not cooking on a tripod. And like when we took the motorhome up north, I took the hibachi just because it fit nicely in the lower chambers
right.
for stowing. And it's easy. I don't need gas. I don't need anything. Just a little charcoal. Yep. And I did brats. I did burgers. And it's a wonderful tool.
That's something you just said I don't want to skip over is a little charcoal. You do not want a lot of charcoal in a hibachi.
No.
Because the grate is, what, 3-4 inches away from the fire? And maybe 6 if you can go all the way up. And that'll cook stuff, overcook it really quick on the outside before you get it done on the inside. Build a small fire and then take your time a little bit. But they are a great tool.
And have mitts because the whole thing is cast. So,
right.
I mean, it just gets really hot.
Welding gloves.
Yep.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Best thing.
Yep.
So then, of course, Dutch ovens.
You know what?
Now
that's what I'm still learning.
Now I can talk about Dutch ovens without... Right. Without getting my chops busted.
Yeah, well, you know, you still talk a lot about your Dutch oven, more than anything, but it's okay. He bought me one, so therefore I have to use it, and I have to admit, as much as I hate to, that it is a really cool tool.
Yeah, have you used it?
Yes, absolutely. Probably 5 or 6 times.
Nice.
You bought it for me Christmas last year,
yeah.
And now's the season. From now forward, we're
right.
going to be building.
Right.
Tonight, we're going to have chili out at the bonfire. It's coming out of the Dutch oven. I'm going to make the chili in the Dutch oven. So, yeah.
So are you going to, from scratch, make it on the
Absolutely.
Fire?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Why not?
That'll be impressive.
Authentic.
That'll be impressive.
Yeah.
There's lots of sizes of Dutch ovens.
I think mine's 10 quart, I think.
12.
12? Is that what it is? 12?
Well,
10, 12?
I don't know. Is it as big as?
I think it's a 10 quart.
I think you've got an 8 or 10 quart.
I think I got a 10 quart, yeah.
And that's pretty big.
Yeah.
I bought a 12 quart.
It's 2.5 gallons. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I bought a 12-quart years ago from a lady from church, and it came with the tripod and everything. Her husband had passed away. So
the tripod, do you hang the Dutch oven then when you're using a tripod?
You can.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a lodge. I was going to tell you about the hibachi also. It's a lodge, and it's got a cover that comes with it, and it's got this cool handle that you can hook onto it when you want to pick it up.
Yep.
Lodge is really smart about having these metal handles for things to...
Because it's hot, and it stays hot.
And you want it... And,
yeah.
And the cool thing is, this stuff all comes off real easy, so it's not hot when you're picking it up to use it again.
Right.
So the key with any of this cast stuff, if you're going to bring some of your wife's cast to deer camp, tell your buddies it's yours.
Right.
And make sure you get some welding gloves.
Right. Do that. Because
don't bring your wife's kitchen mittens.
No, the mitt with just the thumb, that's not going to work for you guys. That's just not going to work for you. Don't do that. Go to the welding store. For $12, you can get a nice pair of welding gloves. It'll be your man handling your cast, right?
So, yeah, and you'll survive man long.
Yeah, but anyway. So fire starters, I still like the little paraffin cubes, man, from Weber's.
Yep.
Those are the ones for me. I mean, they got all kinds of pressed wood and stuff that you can use. And
But great.
Those little paraffin ones, they do have a little bit of a petroleum smell to them when you fire them up, but they go away so quickly.
Yeah.
It's not like pouring fire liquid all over your coals.
I think it's an alcohol smell. It does have a fuel kind of smell at first.
Right at first.
Because it's not burning hot enough.
Right. Yep.
So you're getting a little bit of exhaust.
Yeah, anyway. All right, coming up, we're going to bring this train to the station. We might talk about a smoked jerky slider. Stick with us. We'll be back. Hey, this is Joe from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Now you're a man.
Today's man law, one of my favorites. Man law clearly states that under no circumstance do two men ever share an umbrella.
When you're going to be wet, the other one could be dry, but never two guys. I grab it, man. I get it.
So I brought in a little something here that I kind of purchased with a struggle. And
it's because your daughter made you do it.
I'm not used to lock boxes and all this stuff for my weapons, but now we have little kids in the house sometimes. So I have to think about them.
Exactly.
When my kids were in the house, I had guns all over the house, to be honest with you. And I taught them how to shoot, and they knew not to touch them, and for the most part, I think they didn't. They never shot themselves or anybody, so that worked.
Right.
But I think having something a little safer. Anyway.
Well, the grandkids and their parents don't have guns, so, you know, that's, and they're girls and that kind of stuff. So
this is called the lockbox.
Yep.
I found it on social media.
It's like you better clean that firearm. She's got a little dirt on her.
Oh, no.
That's right up in there, man.
No. Yeah. And it was just broken down.
Huh?
Yeah, it's perfect.
All right.
Nice try.
Yeah. Seen a little bit of last night's barbecue sauce on there or something.
No, I haven't opened this in weeks. This is something I carry. It's my carry piece. That's a Smith & Wesson 40 shield I got from Alan Bob's. And I now, if I'm not carrying it on my body, I will have it in whatever luggage I've got or whatever in this lockbox. And it just has five buttons, and there's a finger combination. I can do it with my eyes closed.
Right.
Or in the dark.
Yep.
It's not tricky, but it's really safe. You can give it to anybody, and they're not going to get it open.
Right, because there's a sequence of the buttons that you push, and it's like a combination
once
lock.
Once you get it, it's easy.
Yeah,
but it's safe.
Yep.
And you can drive a car over this thing. It was about $100.
Right.
I bought it online. It's called Lockbox. And if you've increasing your arsenal, which if you're not, turn your TV on. you will be increasing your arsenal. Or let's say you're using your stuff more and you've got more pistols now. This is a cool way to make the wife and everybody else a little safer,
feel better. Yeah, you got young grandkids in your house. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a big safe full of guns, but if you're going to have one out and around and much more accessible than those in the safe.
I even hide this. So
they don't need to be out.
They're not going to know what it is, and they're not going to be able to get it open.
Right, exactly. But
want to know where I hide it?
One last thing. When I was down with the boys in Shartucky, and again, had a great time. Pruden, thanks for hosting this deal. But I made smoked turkey sliders. I went and bought some of those Hawaiian rolls, a 12-pack of the Hawaiian rolls.
Those are nice.
Right, and I cut all 12 of them in half in one sheet, opened them up, put honey mustard on both sides, and I had smoked a turkey the night before, pulled it so I didn't have to haul the carcass down, just the turkey meat, put the turkey meat on there.
Did you shave it?
What? No, I just cut it thin. Yeah, real thin. It was breast meat that I put on here. Covered all 12 of those buns where I cut them all in half, just one big bun. Now, mustard on both sides, turkey, Swiss cheese, bread and butter pickles. Those three things, put the lid back on there and threw it in a smoker for about 15 minutes to let that Swiss cheese melt down on there, and then served them on a cutting board, and we just took a knife, quartered them up, you know, into each little slider and handed them out. Oh, man. Easy, easy little slider appetizer, man. The guys went nuts for those things.
Nice.
Very good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not even hungry, and it sounds good.
Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We hope you enjoyed the show, because we did, so there.
Yeah. Check us out at thegrillingguys.com. Like us on Facebook /thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guys.
All right. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.